What did you want to ask, Mark?
Mark Peterson wanted to comment on the.
He goofed on, up on that.
On our diagnosis of the juvenile live oak.
That's the last deal. And y'all hired him in saws, and he didn't know enough to cut the water off? Oh, man.
Now I know where the water is. They taught me that. All right, so everybody knows.
You didn't realize it was going through those pipes.
Yes, the former regional community forester is now...
defunct.
Now working for Saws.
Now working for remember what I told you last week?
The wonderful institution that I greatly love so far.
Yeah, you've been there a week. Before you forget everything, you know, tell us about, discuss a little bit more of the forms of live oaks and what.
Oh, yeah. Well, was it Delb or Dale?
Yeah. Delb.
Delb. That's what I thought. The other possibility is Gumbamelia. And the reason is we get questions on that all the time in the fall. People calling up and saying, my live oak has oak wilt because all the leaves are falling off. And we ask a few questions, or we go out and we find out that, oop, it really is a Gumbamelia. So when he says thorns, I kind of was thinking about
what
that.
Talking about. Much,
no, what's a Gumbamelia?
Much smaller.
Gumbamelia.
Much smaller leaf.
You get a good Gumbamelia over to Acadiana.
It's a thinner leaf.
Uh-huh. Does it have thorns?
And it looks like a spoon on the end.
Does it have thorns?
Yes. It has modified branches on the tip.
Oh, okay.
That are thorn-like. Yes, Jerry, thank you for that.
They stick you, Milton. Let me try it.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell us, too, about the juvenile form of a live oak. I mean, you could have any kind of leaf shape.
Yeah, there's a classic example in my forestry book. When I was doing dendrology back in school, they had 55 leaves from a single white oak, all in different shapes.
Hmm.
So oaks tend to have a great deal of leaf variability, and that's why we identify them through their acorns rather than the leaves.
They don't have any nuts. Suppose you can't look at
then we have to back up and do the bark and the leaves.
Oh.
But the true identification is looking at.
So is it with the leaf form change? I'm trying to keep these guys in the straight and narrow.
Don't drag me down here.
With the leaf form change as one of these matured.
Like in the mulberry you mentioned too.
The mulberry is huge.
They tend to have bigger leaves. The live oaks. Or all oaks tend to have bigger leaves when they're younger, and then they, as they grow up or get more into the sun, then their leaves tend to diminish.
And those little kind of thorny appearance too seems to change.
Yeah, you know, I see that a lot. Is when it's the oak is in a big cedar stand, and they clean out all the cedar, and then they see all these little scrubby little oaks, and they're all bent, and they have the little dead branches turn into thorn-like. You know, they can stick you.
Okay, you can have any more.
Okay, is this Gumbamelia thing got any?
Gumbamelia.
Gumbamelia.
Has it got any common name or?
No. Gumbamelia.
I've got a couple.
Chittumwood.
It's in the Brazil. The Brazil.
That didn't help
a
bit.
A couple of the Brazil too.
Brazil is Condalia.
Yeah.
Or Brazil.
And Gumbamelia, nice little tree.
I'm telling you, you go to Acadiana Cafe, you get yourself a good Gumbamelia.
Best in town.
Now, I get too spicy.
Now, Mark, we want to hear your. We had a little discussion about the tree that's spouted water, and we noticed in the articles early that your name was mentioned, and it was you were investigating. We never heard the final.
Yeah. Well, I looked at that tree 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Uh huh.
And
you
it
drank
was,
any
it,
water?
It was.
Your face looks clearer.
Yes, I drank the water immediately.
He doesn't limp anymore either.
He doesn't limp.
And without giving away the location, although some people know where it is, as I was leaving, I noticed that it was below the hill where all the cemeteries are on the east side.
Uh-oh.
And I was kind of worried that maybe there was a broken line that was going through all those graves. But this was the case. Milton, I'm sorry, but the media doesn't always get everything right.
What?
Oh, no.
That ain't right.
I ain't believe that.
Two
turn his mic off.
Two things.
That ain't right.
You know, they said that I was stumped. I wasn't stumped. I knew what was causing it. I didn't know where the water was coming
from. Oh, they did get that right. That was a big thing they left out of there.
Now,
ooh, that's a major thing.
And I asked Miss Pope, you know, was there a... pipe back there.
Uh-huh.
She said no, and I believe her. I don't think she knew there was a pipe back there.
Yeah.
She said a monthly bill was changing, and she said no. So, like Sherlock Holmes, whatever's left, no matter how ridiculous, so it had to be an artesian spring.
Yes.
Which is really ridiculous.
Some got a lot of those all over
through the tree. Yeah, through the tree.
Well, I know. I knew it was through the tree. There is no way that the water could come out unless it was coming through the middle of the tree.
Why couldn't it just be a miracle?
We talked a lot about the xylem, Mark. Tell us.
All right.
Well, that's what they quoted him as saying in there.
Yeah, I know. Hence my first comment. The media doesn't always get everything right.
They got your first comment, though, didn't they?
Yeah, I didn't know what it was. What I was, I didn't know where the water was
coming. Mark's first comments are quite often not correct. No, what? So what? The structure of
this show is dedicated to accuracy.
Accuracy. Like I explained to you, Milton, in the email.
Yes. I may have that.
Nowhere else.
Let me see.
Nowhere else on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Can you find the exact information?
Exactly. We give you the accurate, exact information. So go ahead.
All right. What was I saying now?
Oh, tell about the structural, the crack or the
structural
weakness.
All right. So why couldn't be coming from the tree? Why did the tree couldn't produce it if it was, like the media said, tapping into the pipe, which you can't do, because water and xylem will not produce enough pressure to push out like that.
Okay.
It's under negative tension. As I explained for our radio listeners to Milton, is if you stop sucking on the straw, where does the water go?
Back down.
Goes back down. So it can't push out. Now, occasionally, as Jerry knows quite well, we cut a tree. Lots of times we have water coming out of the trunk.
It's spurted up. Sometimes I can say you can get a gallon or two of water.
Maple syrup.
Yeah, but it doesn't last very long. So I knew that it was the tree was hollow and the water was filling up in the pipe of the hollow.
So he said.
Now, you're saying that the transpiration could not maintain enough pressure to
That is correct.
I got you.
How about tell us a little
bit. Like everybody knows what transpiration is.
Yeah, it's the water moving from the roots through the leaves. Yeah.
Evapotranspiration.
Tell us how that's different from maple syrup, sap coming out of a tree in
because
the winter
time. Because the sap is out of the phloem, which moves up and down, whereas the xylem, the wood part, it's just conducting water and minerals, primarily. A little bit of hormones and things like that. So when the sap comes up and down, it is moving in the phloem, which has a better pressure rate.
Now, the one thing I mentioned, Mark, which was brought back to my attention, I mentioned... Well,
you mean somebody found a flaw in your argument?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Okay.
What I was commenting on, Jerry was talking about the xylem, and I said, well... You know, in all these years, we've been saying how much storage capacity that woody plants have. That's why a lot of the reason they can tolerate, they really reach far to find the moisture that's there, and then they're storing water. But that kind of capability would never be translated into that kind of the water running out like that.
That's it. The storage capacity is in the cells, and the cellular movement from one cell to another will never have enough water to force it to come out. In the spurt that it came out in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what did I say? as we look across the table.
He's forgotten the original article here. All right, who's this Pope?
Now
who's this Pope guy?
That's their house.
Davis.
George Rice, a hydrologist on the board of the authority.
Edwards Aquifer Authority.
Yeah, and that's
Executive
awesome.
Director of the Greater Edwards Aquifer Alliance, walked around the tree, touching the damp surface. I've never seen anything like this before, Rice said. Hallelujah! If you wanted to dream something up, I'd say somehow water pressure underneath is forced through some kind of channel.
Yeah, George got it right.
But that's still very unlikely. That's why it's still a miracle.
It is
very unlikely. Rice watching.
I can see we're
going to
get
about 2 feet from the river.
We're going to get calls at Sawsnell. There'll be other people that want water to flow through their trees.
Absolutely.
I could probably create it.
There you
Jerry,
go.
You want to help me?
There you go. Mark Peterson has been regional community forester from the Texas Forest Service. Paid a courtesy call 3 weeks ago to help Pope figure out the logical explanation to the problem.
Here it comes.
He hasn't done any extensive research. Amen to that, buddy. Ever since he let them wasp loose, he's been down the drain on research. but still is trying to identify the enigma. Ooh, did you tell him that enigma word?
Yeah.
Quit telling these reporters stuff like enigma.
It's a riddle.
They'll get that confused.
It's a
stigma.
It's a bacon. Code breaker from the World War II.
He's talked to Consolation.
Oh, two.
Services without any results. Consultation. You've talked to who? Consultation.
Yeah.
Anyway,
man, it's like I can't read it.
That's like a doctor
does. I can't read it from over here.
I'm giving you this paper.
My eyes aren't that good.
He said he believes it could be a spring. It's a spring.
Well, then, yeah.
Coming through the tree, adding that would be rare.
Yeah.
With the drought conditions this summer.
Yeah.
And he didn't say potential drought. He said drought.
This is serious, huh?
He didn't say Parsons drought. Peterson plans to ask colleagues around the country. Oh!
Which I did.
Viva Link Services for ideas about the tree. You did this?
Yeah.
Where's your colleague?
But most of them never called back. And I can't get to the email anymore.
If it's a burst pipe, their monthly bill would be enormous.
And she said it wasn't.
That's another miracle.
See?
These miracles keep piling up.
It's a summer miracle.
It would definitely be reflected in their bill if it was not a miracle. This is what Peterson said.
You know, you could, I guess,
Pope
if that
said.
Didn't I sound intelligent?
All right. No.
Mark, I guess if that all that woody material is around that pipe, even if it got to be a relatively big leak, that's enough pressure probably there to resist the pipe.
There you go.